With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. First, the latest test results.
Yesterday, we had tested 9,815. That figure has increased by 359 to 10,174 people tested for COVID-19 disease. We have three positives today. One was a contact of somebody known to be suffering and known to have the condition, and two others were assumed to be community acquired, and contact tracing has started.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee at today's COVID-19 briefing.
That now brings our total positive cases that we've had on the island to 140. We have one symptomatic person, 71 asymptomatic, none admitted, and 67 who have recovered.
There are 108 people in government isolation facilities and 242 people in self-isolation. Dr. Lee says calls to the flu clinic have been nominal.
We awoke in 2020 and met a very different world than 2019 was, with the presence of COVID-19 in our midst.
Finance Minister the Honorable Roy McTaggart says we concluded 2019 with a, quote, very strong, thriving economy, growing at about 3% per year, led by construction, growing at about 6.6%, with hotels and restaurants growing by 5.3%. Unemployment was at a low of 3.5%. But COVID-19 changed all that, and even with the projections of reopening the local economy by this July, Finance Minister paints a harsh picture.
With a July 2020 lifting of most domestic restrictions, the income earning capacity, or GDP, of these islands is projected to contract by 12.2%, with unemployment rate rising to 12.3%. As a result of the projected declines, Caymanian unemployment rate is projected to increase by up to 19.7%, or 2,981 persons, and a total job loss of 9,582, or 12.3%, would be displaced.
Minister McTaggart says economists here are predicting downward pressure on the housing rental market as displaced expats leave, lower transportation costs due to the lower cost of fuel, and a decline in domestic accommodation prices because of the halt in visitor arrivals.
All of these factors combined are projected to exert downward pressure on the average inflation rate to 0.4% in 2020, compared to the 5.7% in 2019.
Mr. McTaggart says the Economics and Statistics Office has prepared a report at the request of government, the Cayman Islands Economic Assessment and Stimulus Plan, which is due for review by Cabinet this week. The measures in that report include recommendations from government ministries, private sector, and civil society for consideration. As to the stimulus measures already introduced, which include a combination of initiatives, from pension fund withdrawals to low-interest loans, Minister McTaggart says they are expected to have a positive impact.
Now, the measures implemented to date by our government are expected to boost gross domestic product value added by approximately $184.9 million in 2020. That is an improvement on the GDP contraction from 11.4% to 7.3%. This translates to roughly 36% of the projected falloff in real GDP. As a result of the measures implemented, more jobs are likely to be saved, and our estimates are for 1,468 jobs, of which 678 of them are likely to go to Caymanians.
Minister McTaggart says Cayman is resilient, and he believes we can replicate the kind of recovery we had after Hurricane Ivan, although he doesn't foresee a return to any kind of surplus until 2022. So a few other notes. For the 4 months ending April 30th, core government revenues were at $376 million. That's $28 million less than budgeted. Expenses were at $248 million. That's $10 million less than budgeted. And the surplus was $127 million, $18 million less than the $145 million budgeted. The islands burned through $38.5 million in cash reserves. Depending on the outcome of the stimulus measure and other factors, we are looking at a potential deficit of $250 million this year. Government is issuing a request for proposal in the amount of $500 million for a period of 18 months, but the Minister of Finance says that is only to be used as a backup if absolutely necessary. The NEED assessment unit's ability to process applications is coming under scrutiny as people come forward applying for financial assistance. Some of them have been reporting delays. Radio KMAN's Felicia Rankin-Solins put the question to the premier today.
For some, weeks have passed since applying for help from the NEED's assessment unit, leaving those to wonder why the delay.
What we have found on analysis that the vast majority of applications which are made are incomplete and lack the necessary information. It is creating major logistical and management problems for NAU when the required information isn't received. And that is in large part the reason for significant delays.
Premier Honorable Alda McLaughlin says between 65 and 70% of applications are submitted incomplete.
Double check the phone numbers that you provide. Often when they call, that no one answers that number. You need to have proof that you're a Caymanian, passport, voter's card, Caymanian status document, and we cannot process utility requests or requests to pay utility bills without the actual bills or rental requests. Payments without a lease agreement and the landlord details.
The premier states on average 60 applications a day are received, leading to the NAU stepping up staff numbers.
19 persons have been redeployed from various other entities to support the NAU team of 31 in various areas. NAU has also partnered with Work to allow work staff to be on site and immediately register persons in need of employment.
Even with increased staff, it is of the utmost importance applications are properly filled in order to receive aid. Currently, 2,700 families receive food vouchers, rental assistance, assistance with utilities, permanent financial assistance, and burial assistance from the NAU. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
The premier says so far 69% of the $2.5 million budget of the supplementary fund for the COVID-19 crisis has been spent. The Tourism Ministry and the Cayman Islands Department of Tourism receive approval from Cabinet to waive tourist accommodation taxes for April 1st through September 30th. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has the details.
Surcharges for late payment of tourism taxes for the months of February and March 2020 will also be waived. These measures have been adopted due to the closure of the government administration building in accordance to the COVID-19 shelter-in-place provisions which came into effect on March 25th, 2020. This temporary relief measure of the tourism accommodation sector will assist many properties that are currently closed and struggling to meet their financial obligations during this COVID-19 pandemic crisis lockdown. Tourist accommodation tax return forms will not be required for submission until September 1st, 2020 for all accommodations. If guests are currently staying at a tourist accommodation, the required government tax of 13% is waived for the approved period of April 1st, 2020 through September 30th, 2020. Timeshare tax is not included in the waiver and the usual submission requirements apply. All businesses are reminded that during the COVID-19 crisis, the public health regulations are in effect with the goal of preventing, controlling, and suppressing the transmission of this virus. All violations are being strictly enforced by the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service. For further information on taxes, email all inquiries to ar@caymanislands.ky or gbodden@caymanislands.ky. For general queries, contact the Cayman Islands Department of Tourism at 949-0623. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
More repatriation flights have been announced and government confirms an air bridge to India. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego has the details.
At Wednesday's COVID-19 briefing, His Excellency Governor Martin Roper announces they got the agreement of the Indian government for a flight to India and is expected to happen within the next 3 weeks.
We'll provide a date just as soon as we can, but really good news that the Indian government has agreed to that.
There will also be a British Airways flight air bridge to London. That date will be announced at the end of this week, but they're looking at the first half of June. Now, Governor Roper says they're still in discussions with Jamaica, Colombia, and he says there is a possibility of another flight to Canada in July. Governor Roper underlines these flights are emergency evacuation flights.
If you're going to go out, if you're going to the UK, you're going to have to isolate and go into quarantine. And when you come back here, you're going to have to go into isolation and quarantine. So it is important that people are realistic in terms of what their objectives are for some of the requests we're getting for flights out at the present time.
Those who want to leave should contact the emergency travel helpline. That is 244-3333. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
In other local news, it's more than 10 years overdue, but following a recent Ombudsman Freedom of Information hearing decision, the Department of Labor and Pensions releases the annual reports for the National Pensions Board for 2008 through 2016. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Under the National Pensions Law, the reports are required to be submitted to the minister in order to be tabled in the Legislative Assembly. In a written statement, Deputy Director of Pensions Emmy Wollaston says over the years there have been successive changes to the membership of the board and ministries, which has resulted in, quote, revisions to the accepted format of the reports going forward. She says these issues have now been addressed, and the department is continuing to bring the reports up to date, most recently with the completion of the 2015-16 report. The DLP will continue to work with the Office of the Ombudsman to ensure that the release of the annual reports for the National Pensions Board, as well as any other related information, are up to date. The Department of Labor and Pensions, Bernard Ebank, says the DLP has previously released a number of documents relating to its boards and functions and will continue to be transparent and work with the Office of the Ombudsman to fulfill its responsibility as a regulator and ensure that the reports are readily available to members of the public. For more information, head to dlp.gov.ky. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Cayman's Fish Market reopens in the heart of Georgetown, but there are some restrictions. Radio Cayman's Paula Kell has the details.
The Fish Market is now open to the public at the South Terminal on Harbor Drive in Georgetown, and the Ministry of Commerce, Planning and Infrastructure announces if you head there in true COVID-19 fashion, you will be required to wear a face mask and maintain a distance of 6 feet from any person where possible. The alphabetical system will also apply. Members of the public with surnames beginning A through K are only allowed to visit the market on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Surnames L through Z on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Officials say the temporary move is to ensure the safety of operators and the general public amid COVID-19. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paula Kahl.
The fire's out of the Georgetown landfill after crews spent almost a week trying to extinguish a deep-seated fire. The work involved excavating a large volume of mixed waste that left a hole which has now been refilled with the now dampened material, compressed to regular levels, which officials say will be capped as soon as possible. Chief Fire Officer Paul Walker says DEH crews will continue to monitor the site as is protocol for any signs of potential combustion. He says the protocol has proven successful in preventing the most recent incident from escalating further. Back now to Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin, and she has a look at what's going on in local sports.
Thank you, April. Cayman boxer Theodore Kelly says the plan is to eventually take up the mantle as coach, but he still has a lot to learn.
I still lack a lot of experience in actual boxing competition, so as much as I can, I'll try and balance both aspects, but that is ultimate intention in the long term.
Kelly completed his final coaching course and is now a national level one boxing coach, as you've heard in Tuesday's sports report. He has been a boxing coach in training under the guidance of Cayman's head boxing coach Floyd Trumpet and coach Rogerio Pitta.
I'm happy that the course is completed. I've been working at it from about March last year. Actually looking forward to the next stage of training, as well as embarking knowledge onto the youth. The training emphasized boxing basics and fundamentals, as well as IEBA rules and implementation. I want to thank coaches Trumpet and Peter for their patience and insight, and also Zebra for considering me for this post.
Kelly is currently at the Royal Military Academy at Sandhurst, United Kingdom, with a local regiment. That's it for sports for tonight. April, back to you.
Many of you in the community have turned to art as a means of expression during the COVID-19 pandemic and resulted lockdown. The National Gallery is planning to showcase some of that inspiring work with a new online exhibition.
This exhibition seeks to provide a platform for this creativity and in doing so, inspire the community as we continue to collectively grapple with the short and long-term effects of the pandemic.
The National Gallery's Camille DeMarchena tells Radio Cayman that artists have been finding innovative ways to adapt their workspaces to the new conditions and channel their feelings through the medium of the visual arts.
By bringing these artworks together for the public, the exhibition offers both a portrait of an extraordinary moment in our history, as captured through the eyes of artists, and a chance to celebrate the life-affirming power of art and creativity in the darkest of moments.
You'll be able to see the exhibition at nationalgallery.org.ky. The inaugural exhibition will explore creativity in lockdown, and it has a wide degree of latitude that will allow for diverse and varied expressions across a full range of creative media. Selective artwork will feature in the three-month-long online exhibition and will be supported by a program of artist talks, virtual panel discussions, and Zoom events. If you'd like information, email assistant curator at nationalgallery.org.ky by Monday, June 8th. The exhibition will run from June 15th until August 2020. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.